up, America? This is Kate Delaney, and the show is America Tonight. I don't care where you hail from or what your stripes are, left, right, or undecided. If you want to pony up your 2 cents, we're going to give you the numbers to jingle in just a second as we set the table here on this hour of ATN. You believe we're at the midway point of the week? Where does the time go? I'll tell you what, time moving slowly in this crisis with North Korea. It's been months now since we've talked about it, but it's been months since, more than that, since the sinking of the South Korean warship that killed 46 sailors. So now as a result, let's play catch up here for a second. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Defense Secretary Robert Gates decided enough talk, let's hightail it to North Korea to the demilitarized zone. In other words, the cold as ice, unthought out feeling of nowhere man's land in between North Korea and South Korea, because now we know that we're planning these exercises with South Korea where you've got warships that are there, you've got lots of soldiers, and you have a lot of things happening to show. Listen, Kim Jong-il, or anyone related to Kim Jong-il who may take over the throne eventually should this nut get sick again. We've got this show of force here, and we mean business, and that's what we're telling you. We mean business for killing 46 South Korean sailors. And, of course, North Korea denies that they've done this. It's not their fault. They say it's just hype and propaganda. And they recently signaled they want to return to talks with so-called regional powers on their nuclear weapons program. But watch closely what happens between Washington and Seoul, because they're not anxious to head back to those nuke talks, which the North has previously in the past anyway, used to extract benefits from the international types while pressing ahead with efforts to develop some kind of a nuclear arsenal. And there's got to be high nerves and big time tension when it comes to, one, the sinking of the sub, and ultimately how this is handled. This I don't understand why this is not a bigger deal and why more people aren't sitting up and taking notice of this. Because it certainly is one of those spots where, who knows, your son or daughter could be shipped there tomorrow. Speaking of one of those spots, one of those zones being shipped off, how about the National Guard deployment along the border? Will it help? Will it hurt? Will it do nothing? Well, I don't think it hurts. But the question is, will it help enough? Here's Alan Burson.
Secretary Napolitano announced the active deployment of 1,200 National Guard troops on the southwest border, and that will begin on August 1st.
All right, so tick-tock, a couple of weeks, and let's see what a difference this makes, if any. And you can go to my blog if you go to americatonight.net, and I wrote something about my thoughts about 7 Latin American countries jumping on the backs of Mexico to be involved in this lawsuit against the state of Arizona. Quickly, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Excellent. How about you, buddy?
Well, simply fantastic.
Good.
Okay. What you were talking about, you know, with the border with Mexico. I'm just thinking that, you know, these drug runners, you know, like you said with Arizona, you know, drug runners and the illegal aliens will just try and go through another state And, you know,
well, see, that's it. That's my concern exactly.
Right.
Because you can't have enough people there. You know, it's like being a little bit pregnant. You can't be a little bit pregnant. You have to be all in if you're going to go that road. You cannot just, I mean, will it help in some areas? Of course, it will, but it's not going to help, as you were just saying, and we've talked about this before in America Tonight, in those sparse areas. They're going to find other places to cross, and that's what's going to happen. Where there's desire,
right,
and the want to find this money to be fueled and empowered and send the money back to their families, then there's always going to be that desire to come across, no matter what the risks are.
True. I mean, instead of going through Arizona, so they'll go through, okay, now you're going to have to correct me on my geography here, maybe through Texas or through California.
No, that's right. They could go any of those routes, too, yeah.
Okay, and like I said, you know, excuse me for my, you know, your geography there, but I'm thinking maybe they might be wild and crazy, because, you know, we do it with the Chinese here. They might take the long way around and say, okay, we'll go through Canada, and then Canada into the U.S. illegally. But I mean, now even our border people are starting to. We're not going to get as bad as Arizona, but I mean, even they're starting to ask questions, except for me, you know, when we go into the States, except for me and Julian, you know why. And, I'm thinking one of these days, one of these days, just going to Plattsburgh could be like, going to an armed fortress. You think it's going to come to that? I mean, crossing like from Mexico into the States, or Canada into the United States?
No, because I think there'd be too many liberal agendas that won't let that happen. There'll be too much of a fight and say it's not humanitarian to do that.
Right.
And you've got the push of Felipe Calderon on that side, the Mexican president. And I don't think, unless you get somebody who's a president who is just saying enough is enough and we're not going to go this route, but because it matters about the voters and
right,
the makeup of the voters and the population, the Hispanic population, it's all about getting elected, Sammy. It's all about getting in that position, congressperson, senator, doesn't matter. They want to get elected.
It's just like here, you know, being premier of the province of Quebec, he has to satisfy the, you know, Jean Charest has to try and satisfy the French majority, but he also has to try and satisfy the English minority.
Yep.
And, you know, in the previous provincial election, the head of the PQ, who no longer had, he put 12, in 12 what we call ridings, you call, you know, 12 districts, he put 12 visible minorities. In writing, they never knew, they knew they didn't have a chance to win. So he was trying to, it was so like right church, wrong pew. Now the head of the PQ is a woman named Pauline Marois. I have nothing against her, her politics, for a lot of people, even some of my friends who are not staunch separatists, but they're sort of like what you would call right of center separatists, for their liking, she's, you know, too right wing, and like she's, you know, like she's trying to encourage immigration and all this. And she's also saying, but by the way, you also have to learn French, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and you see, this is the problem. You're pushing both ends. It's exactly what we're dealing with on the border to the south. I mean, it's exactly that way. Sammy, thanks. All right, let me throw out the digits. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We'll pick it up on the flip side, more on the border.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
ATN, talking about boots all over the place, boots on the ground, more of them, National Guard. I mean, it's something, but is something better than nothing? Or is this just doing it halfway to appease some of the people? In other words, if you're able to say, look, we got some National Guard going down, what do you want from us? We only have so many, and this is what we can do, and here's how we're helping versus, hey, we are throwing everything at this border problem. And, you know, never, if you're thinking we're going to have sealed borders, no. If you think we're going to continue to have open borders, the answer is, of course, we're going to have open borders. And then it's a question of who's minding the store? Who do you think is going to do a good job? How about that? Who's going to do a good job? And it's simply not enough. That's why it's like this word that gets thrown around with militias. But when you live in an area like that and you're so vulnerable and you realize, well, this isn't what it was 40 years ago. This wasn't the ranch that I inherited that was in my family for 3-4 years. You don't even have to go that route. Just neighborhoods that are being destroyed, and a lot of them in Tucson, a lot of them in Phoenix, to be certain. And then, as I said, if you go to americatonight.net and you check out what I briefly blogged about and said we would talk about, from the information that I've gotten from friends, in fact, a longtime friend who used to be in the news business but decided he was going to become a Border Patrol agent. I guess now it's been probably 15 years, says he can't believe some of the directives and cannot believe the things that are happening on the border that people have no clue about. They seem to think that it's this nice thing where it's just, oh, so sad, and it's this big Wild West roundup, but it's not that way. So in the meantime, in the situation with Arizona, you've got seven other Latin American countries who decided they want to be part of this lawsuit challenging the immigration enforcement laws. You've got Bolivia, Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Paraguay, and Peru that filed a separate, almost identical motions to join Mexico's legal brief that supports pretty much the lawsuit filed by the U.S. Civil Rights Group and other advocacy groups, too. So just last week, you had a federal judge formally accept Mexico's filing July 1st, but did not immediately rule in the latest motions filed late last week. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Hon, did you miss me?
Yes, where have you been? Why, we were worried about you.
I was sitting back listening. I figured I'd give a lot of time to all the stories that have been out and about. Just frustrated more than anything else from the Black Panthers coming, going for killing crackers and their babies to, this Arizona. Where do these countries get off suing the state of Arizona? That's just trying to follow federal law. This country has a right to police its own borders. It's a freaking madhouse down there. And this kind of dovetails with the Black Panther. Oh, before I go anywhere else, I just want to say prayers for all those servicemen and women, men that have been killed in Afghanistan in June, July. And I want to ask Pink, the rock star who sang that song about Mr. President and had all the, you know, Bush up there and all the deaths in Iraq. And I want to ask all the anti-war folks, where are you? How come you're saying nothing about our good men and women, well, the boys being killed, serving over there, so the drugs can keep going to Europe and they can have their oil fields? Am I anti-war? Yeah, I am. I want our guys back. I want our good guys back out of that freaking hellhole. Hillary Clinton's, they just initiated another $500 million after the $7.5 billion for Pakistan. The ISI is supporting all of the terrorists around the world. And what are we spending our money for? We need our boys back here on the border with our militia fighting the Mexican army and Calderon. That's what we need them for. And the reason I bring up that is because Chris Kobach has a column in the Post today saying how lawless sanctuary cities are. And he brings up the Bologna family, and Michael Savage has talked about how they were killed by an MS-13 member. Yeah. I want to ask the Black Panthers, where were you, and were you in the courtroom when the four MS-13 members were sentenced for shooting the four black college students in New Jersey? Where were you? I didn't hear you calling the brown people, the brown folks, wetbacks, or I didn't hear you calling crackers. You're always worried about crackers hurting black people, but what about brown people hurt black people? You people, Black Panthers, you're a bunch of phonies, cowards, and sissies, and I got a challenge to Malik Shabazz. You can come to my little town of Portchester, New York, and you can ask the police about the big mouth Mark who exercises outside and is good with a gun, good with a knife, and good with his bare hands. Come to my town. I'll chop your head off and hand it back to you and make Al-Qaeda look like a child's play. I'm sick and tired. This is one cracker that's real pissed off. I don't want to hear any more of this garbage that you're going to kill white people, crackers, and their babies. You're such phonies. And you say nothing when your own people kill yourselves and when the brown people do. And I know we're not supposed to make it a whole big racial thing, but I'm sick and tired of this garbage. It's a sideshow. It's a distraction.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the students, because that shows you that once again, oh, well, you know, that doesn't help our cause, so let's step away from that. So you're absolutely right. It's hypocrisy to the 10th degree.
Well, you know, Holder says we're a bunch of cowards when it comes to race, you know. And the lady with the USDA, she figured out that, you know, people were getting screwed all the way left and
right.
What happened
right.
when people have too much power? So she tried to help the guy in the end.
That's right.
That's where we have to come together. Like you say, well, look at all the garbage you said today, Mark. You're not coming together. No, I want these phonies that want violence. Bring it on. Let's rock and roll. Okay, if I lose my life, I lose my life. But I want my nieces and nephews to grow up in a colorblind society. And I want people to work hard, pay their taxes to the right way. Not to this government that's handing out stuff to these people, that they're just phonies. And you can see I'm so aggravated. I've been all over the map here. But this is that really aggravates me. I can't deal with it. You know what I mean? It's just like, I would never go and hurt anybody unjustly, but if anybody calls me crackhead in my face, well, this cracker is going to explode, and it's going to be all over with. You know what I mean? It's just nuts.
No, Mark, I got you. Thanks for the call. So, Mark, kind of, he's right. He was all over the place, but he was mixing it up, and he said the one thing that I think is true is, in growing up, it's like my nephew. I want him to grow up in a colorblind society because right now that's how he reacts and that's what he sees around him. Let's hope that there's a way for that to continue to happen for him and to happen for other kids, younger kids who are growing up. But if you can't discuss it, if you can't sort it out and you can't call the phonies on it, and he's right about that, if you can't call it like it is, then how do you ever solve the riddle? And the answer is you can't do that. And what he was referring to, and we've talked about this a little bit, is there's the crazy Shirley Sherrod's story where, and you know this by now, that she worked for the USDA and she was pretty much forced to resign. There was this videotape that came out of her making what seemed like racially charged remarks about a white farmer, but when in fact she was actually helping the farmer. So this guy came forward and said, you know, his wife came forward and said, look, if it wasn't for her, she was doing everything she could to help us and did anything and talked to the person above her and did everything she could do. But what happened was her remarks were taken out of context, but there was so much pressure that they pretty much, they being the administration, forced her out, told her, you got to resign. And she flat out said it, that the White House harassed her to step away because of the controversy and supposedly said the words, the controversy was going to be on Glenn Beck tonight. This is the other thing. I know this is a non sequitur, but who cares about the media? Why are they focusing on that? It makes absolutely no sense when we're dealing with serious, real problems. And Sherrod said that they weren't interested in hearing the truth, and nobody wants to hear the truth. And she said the whole point of her story was learning to not judge a person based on race, and that's what she was talking about, that's what she was saying, but it was so blown out of context. And if you really listen to the whole thing, you would get that he was the first white farmer who had come to her for help, and that she did everything that she could to help them save the farm. Man, she helped keep the family, in fact, out of bankruptcy. So she does that. She pays the price for it. And now the USDA is saying that they're talking about hiring her back. Oh, my. Hang with us.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes, yes.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, Care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Unfortunately, a lot of danger is all around us, and we know that. We talk about that here in America Tonight. All of you know that. Depending on where you are, there's a myriad of problems, right? I promise toward the end of the show we're going to lighten the load. We've got the Daily Salute, and I don't know if this is going to lighten the load, but we're going to head to the mailbag. Some pretty funny comments, actually. A lot of people filling it up. You can do that, too, at americatonight.net. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you know, I'm listening to that black lady right now, the full transcript, okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, and she starts out with talking about how black men were killed by white men.
Right.
Okay, and then how her father was killed by a black man, and that none of these white men went to jail. Then she slips in there that they were there was a sheriff that did some killing. Oh well, you know.
Exactly. Well, this is what happened. It's like now the NAACP, the president, Ben Jealous, is saying that, look, the tape of the speech at the bank was edited, so you got kind of a false impression. But if you really listen to...
Look, you know what? She, if you watched the tape...
I did. I saw it.
Anybody watch the tape, she is proudly saying how she committed this racist act, and everybody in that NAACP crowd is supporting her with hoots and hollers.
Right, I saw it. Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest thing that we should be harping on, because this NAACP leadership today was calling the Tea Party racist. And then right here, they are applauding
her
and supporting her racist actions. Now, maybe she was like doing a little preacher thing and leading them on and then going to show them the correct way. I don't think so. I think she's playing it both ways. But I'll tell you what, if she would have been a white woman, okay,
oh,
not
she's
only
done.
She lost her job, she would be, you know, they would be coming after her for hate speech.
Right.
And not only that, but the NAACP, they said they had zero tolerance. This happened 4 months ago, okay? Apparently, the zero tolerance takes a little time to kick in.
That's true.
Like it only kicks in when the mainstream media throws
picks
it out
it up.
There.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't think that we should give her any slack at all. She was enjoying herself. And matter of fact, she said, and then I gave them to one of her own kind. That's one of her quotes there.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them off to a white lawyer. Okay, I mean, look, if it would have been a white person saying that, I sent them to a black lawyer, one of their own kind, you know, again. So the biggest incriminating evidence here is that the entire leadership in that video was applauding that racist action, and I bet you there's many more videos out there of the same thing. Matter of fact, it looked like Obama's old church there for a second. So I wouldn't give her any bush talk.
But here's the thing. The farmer's wife even said, listen, she saved our rear ends from bankruptcy. She was trying to help us. But you're right. Maybe I didn't really look at it that way, but you made a valid point, Tomas, is that what happened is the NAACP, now they're saying, oh, no, you know, we're taking back what we said originally, and now they're talking about hiring her back. But she was playing to the crowd. If you looked at the whole tape, there was no question about that, absolutely. And it might be more about how the crowd was eating it up with a spoon.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, the crowd was eating it up, and they were supporting that.
What she was saying.
They didn't know she was going to try and turn it around.
Right,
later.
So I helped them, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They didn't know that. In talking and listening to that, and that wasn't clear where she was going with the story. You're right.
Yeah. All right. I was ready to throw you in the dungeon there in a second. You know?
No. No, I understand your point of view. You're right. You mean that's a good observation. You're right.
Anyway, thanks so much. You got a great show, and I hope some liberals call in because, you know, I mean, I don't know. They shouldn't be afraid to call in.
That's right, and we have had plenty of people on the left side of the aisle call in recently. Thanks. Appreciate the call, Tomas. And he, like I said, he had a valid point on that. There was a lot of, if you watch the whole thing, you can tell that there was a lot of encouragement, like, yeah, that's right. So it was like the build-up to it. But ultimately, that's not... you know, that's not where she was going with that speech, because there's no question that family said, listen, she was great. She helped us. She did everything she could. And she saved us from going bankrupt. Absolutely. And then here's what's interesting is you've got the ag secretary, Tom Vilsack, who defended the decision to demand her resignation. And now they're talking about hiring her back and saying, and he said initially, hey, the department, and that's what Tomas was referring to, was trying to overcome a horrible civil rights record and that at the USDA, and that they had a zero tolerance for discrimination. And if she stayed on, it would be hard for her to do what she was supposed to do. And then you had the NAACP initially blasting her, calling her actions terrible, shameful, was the exact word they use, but then they backtracked because they listen to what she said at that banquet and said that it was deliberately edited to create an impression of racial bias and to create controversy where there wasn't one, and blah, 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 and then you go on from there. You know, ultimately now you've kind of had a couple of different ways to line up this story, but it is interesting that it went, you know, this happened months and months ago, and he's right in that fact, too. But all of a sudden, it becomes an issue. And the reason it becomes an issue is because of the Tea Party thing and saying that the people, the majority of the people in the Tea Party had, and they didn't say the word majority, but they said that a lot of the people in the Tea Party were racist, that the Tea Party was racist. And so here we go. The, you know, the, let the name calling continue. That's what it, this is. Massive name calling, if you will. All right, I said that we were going to get to the mailbag, and absolutely we're going to do that. But before we do that, let's update you on something, and it has to do in the middle of this. Let's update you on the oil spill, because notice we're not saying spill now. There might be some seepage, a little bit of leaks. They're saying small leaks, but it has not burst. There, it has not. The pressure has not created everything to become catastrophic. Well, it's already been catastrophic. Become that much more catastrophic for the Gulf of Mexico. Here's what one of the rear admirals said, Admiral Paul Z, said that now here we are approaching 4 or 5 days, and guess what? Voila, we're not complaining about the spill.
We're approaching nearly 4 days now without any new oil being released into the Gulf of Mexico.
And that's it in a nutshell. You could play that over and over again, and you think, how many days do we say, day 29, day 30, day 40, day 50, day 60? I mean, the count was ridiculous. I felt like I was at the waiting for the butcher. You know, you got to take a number, and the number kept rolling and rolling and rolling. If it bursts, however, and creates a bigger gaping hole, then forget it. All bets are off. And already the CEO of BP, it looks like he's going to resign, but don't cry any tears for him because he's walking away with a big, fat paycheck. In the meantime, one thing that was pretty interesting, I think, is the fact that you got this new guy now in the UK, and the new man in the UK, Prime Minister David Cameron, who apparently suddenly is pretty tight with President Obama, has said a couple of things. One, that he's not going to order a fresh investigation into why a convicted bomber was set free or whether BP had a role in it. President Obama stood by what he said, but what the Prime Minister said, but said that all the facts have to come out. And the British Prime Minister said, listen, you've got people in the United States, you've got people in the UK who are relying on BP. And if you know anything about Cameron, the 43-year-old just took the reins pretty much in May, and his government is this coalition government of Conservative Party and the smaller Liberal Democrats. I mean, the key thing is here, I don't give a crap what his party is. I care about the relationship with the United States. So he's making this big trip, and a lot of the discussion has centered around British Petroleum and the Lockerbie thing with Al Megrahi, and also the nuclear-armed Iran, and what does that mean, and is England on the same page, and they are, and the Middle East peace talks and Afghanistan and all that stuff. So there was a lot of things that had to be processed out. And Cameron was pretty defensive of BP, saying that, you know, BP has to be responsible for the Gulf disaster, for cleaning it up and whatnot, for what they caused and compensating the victims, but that BP's success, like I just mentioned, was huge to England and the U.S. economies and to thousands of workers. So, you know, don't confuse the oil spill with the Libyan bomber. So he's going to stand his own ground. And, I mean, the Al Megrahi thing, I think, was a huge mistake, because there's no doubt that he should not have been let go from that prison, but it is rehashing the past that we can't change at this point. All right, we're going to check the mailbag next.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
I don't care about your point of view, but whatever it is, meaning left, right, or some of those gray undecided areas, that's all good, my friends. At least you have an opinion. So feel free to make it count at 800-259-5791. This is Kate Delaney and, of course, America Tonight, the show. We're going to hit the mailbag in just a few minutes here. But before we do that, let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Okay. Lindsay Lohan make it to jail yet?
but here's the interesting part about that. She's going to serve 2 weeks in the same, basically, prison unit that Paris Hilton was in.
Oh.
Easy. Okay. That's not even Mean Girls prison. Are you kidding? That's skate prison.
She's got to do 90 days, though, don't she?
No, 14 days. They're just giving her a free pass. They're giving her 14 days. That's like me going to Girl Scout camp.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
A full 90.
Exactly. She should have to. You and I would. They'd probably have us out in the back. We'd be on a chain gang, and we'd be hammering rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the fire squad or something.
Exactly.
Did you get your invitation to Chelsea's wedding?
I don't know. Shockingly, I was left off the list. I mean, I figured I'd probably be at the same table as Oprah, but I wasn't.
Oh, they must have overlooked you.
I know. I guess so. You're too funny.
But see that pipe? VP's pipe's not leaking now no more?
It's not leaking, no. They said there's just a little tiny, like, like you would have like a with a little bit of oil coming out of the underneath of your car, but nothing. No, it hasn't been leaking for days. We talked about that. And now the relief wells have to catch up so they can completely close this sucker off. Yeah, shut it off. Let's hope that there is no kind of burst or anything. They've got their fingers crossed. I guarantee they're monitoring it every second.
Yeah. But I've seen on the, heard on the news there that over in Iran, they got suicide bombers now blowing up Iranian people. So just wondering what's going on over there now.
Yeah. We've got, let's see, North Korea, Iran, Afghanistan, complete exit of Iraq at this point, and everything else to fend off. Oh, including our own border to the south, especially. It's crazy. I mean, I've said this before. You make a list and you look at it. I was looking at this earlier and I talked about it. And where do where do you draw the line where there is no place to draw the line? So the Pentagon must be as busy as they've ever been. And that's the kind of stuff you have to think about when people talk about completely cutting defense as much, you know, cutting it down, whittling it down to a nub. I don't think we want that.
No. No, we need that. Keep our agents out there and the people that's undercover, keep them out there.
Well, that's the key. The key is the undercover people.
Yeah.
Because because assimilating is everything. People who speak Arabic, Farsi, whatever, it's those people who can get into the mosque and gain the trust that seem to be the most valuable.
That's what we need to keep in there, so we know what's going on before anything happens and all that.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm shocked you didn't get invited to the wedding, but I guess you probably watch it on TV.
Just like I'm sure you'll be doing it.
Right.
I'll be popping my popcorn just like you are, and that's exactly what we'll be doing. Watching TMZ or whatever is going to have clips of her wedding, I agree.
Yeah.
Too funny.
Maybe her and Bristol can get married together at the wedding.
That is just the craziest thing, isn't it? Now, of course, they're getting a reality show. That was inevitable that was going to happen. And they want a year-long reality show, and I think, I don't know if it's going to be Bravo or who it is that's offering the show, but they don't really want to do a year with them, so they're shopping it around as a year-long show. So they want they want income. That's the thing.
Yeah, but 30 seconds would be enough for me.
I know, same thing with me. I wouldn't find either one of them interesting enough to watch for longer
than
that.
No, not really. Nothing at all.
I agree.
Well, I'll let you go and take care and catch you some other day.
All right, we'll kick the can down the road coming up probably in the next couple of days or so with Rick. I think he's taking his break from work, and that's the thing. He's got to watch the clock when he takes that break. All right, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
All right, I do have mail. Let's go to that mail. Let's go to Debbie Z. Hey, America Tonight. Been listening to the show now for probably 6 weeks or so. And I'm curious to find out what you ultimately think is the responsibility of broken pipes. It's interesting. That's a nickname that somebody, I read somewhere, broken pipes, and I forgot I said I had a different nickname. I can't remember what it was, but there's so many jokes. This is like a comedian's dream because it's easy to cap on this. But yeah, I know you're being serious, but where do I ultimately think it ends up? Well, BP is making so much money that they'll do everything they can. It's been a publicity nightmare for them, a public relations debacle from the beginning. Now it looks like the CEO is going to resign so he could be the scapegoat. He walks away with a lot of money anyway. And it's all about the people in the Gulf getting back to work and ultimately cleaning up the marshes to the best that you can possibly do and everything else that was destroyed in the process. The good news is that the leak is capped for now with this temporary cap, and hopefully the relief wells work. Because that was the key thing, and everything in the arguments and the arguing over the moratorium and deep water drilling and where was this headed, and livelihoods, and who should pay, and how fast did the administration respond. The key thing was plugging the bloody hole. Because we can argue and scream and wrestle over all the angles of the British Petroleum nightmare, but you had to at least plug that hole, and it's too bad that it wasn't plugged sooner, because the damage is definitely there, especially to Louisiana, and then it's worse for Louisiana because the moratorium cuts off so many necessary jobs to thousands of people who find themselves trying to do other things to make ends meet. And yes, they're getting some money from BP, but not the kind of money that they would be getting if they were out doing the oysters or shrimping or some of the other things, or plus hotels and restaurants. And, you know, those things fluctuate. The amount of money that comes in the door and goes out varies from week to week and month to month and whatever the season is. But this is high season right now, and they're getting, a lot of the resort areas certainly are getting clobbered. All right, here's one from David Krillstein. Hello. Just wanted to say hi to all you folks at America Tonight. Sometimes you really, really make me chuckle. I wonder if you have writers for the show. No, we do not. Matt, do we have writers for this show?
Not that I know of, because they haven't been delivering enough funny lines for me.
I know. That's what I would say. I would say we need better writers then.
Exactly.
The best lines happen when we're off the air or when I'm talking to Matt in between everything.
It's the show behind the show.
It is. I always say that at some point we should just stream the whole thing and let it all be out there live, and then you would really get a chuckle at some of the, well, I hope you would get a chuckle at some of the things that we're saying and make a funny book, actually. But we move on. We move on because I have no funny line to give there. And this is from Bill Meglich, and he says, hello, Kate. I think I used to listen to you on a sports show, and I was wondering, do you still keep up with sports? And ultimately, who are your favorite teams? Well, it's such a loaded question. Yes, of course I keep up with sports, and yes, I do still do some sports. And here in America Tonight, we do some sports as well. In fact, when I say in the 4 hours that we have, well, we're going to lighten the load, I'm going to start to have some sports people on because we're getting ready for football season once again. And my favorite teams would be the Phillies and the Eagles, because probably, you know, baseball and football are my two favorite sports. And then I like a plethora of other things too, some hoop, although hoop has really gone down on my list. I don't really watch basketball as much as I used to, unless it's college basketball or it's playoff basketball. And of course I love hockey. I do watch hockey, and the Flyers would be my team there, so you can imagine how much it stings in bringing that up as they lost to the Blackhawks. All right, folks, make it count. And remember, you can always send me your feelings, just like many of those people did, to americatonight.net.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
You BS a BSer. Good for you. I hope you feel good about yourself.